Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
While abortion clinics are pushing sex ed on children in order to create a market for abortion, what we also know is that abortion clinics in the U.S. are closing. We're going to be talking about this on Faith in Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, former abortion clinic workers are warning parents about how the abortion industry uses sex education programs in school to groom children for risky sexual behavior and thus sell more abortions. Dr. Carol Everett owned and ran abortion clinics for a number of years before she had a conversion experience and then radically changed her views on the sanctity of human life. She was speaking at an Arkansas Pregnancy Resource Center, and she reported that she, quote, sold abortions. She said, "How do you do that?" She said, "It's called sex education."
Bingo.
And yep. So they encourage children to engage in risky behavior. They know that they're going to get pregnant, and therefore it creates a market. It's all about creating their market, having more money for their abortion business.
Yeah, she said, "How I sold abortions. How do you do that? It's called sex education." And these carefully crafted, and keep in mind, a lot of public schools adopt Planned Parenthood's, what they call comprehensive sex education programs. But she said they carefully craft these programs to encourage these young kids to have sex so that if they get pregnant, well, that's the bottom line. It's a big money maker. It's Planned Parenthood's blood money. Abortion is their sacred cow and their cash cow.
Absolutely. You know, this is so important for people to know. I know I've talked to people, even my own family, who think, oh, Planned Parenthood, they just give you, you know, birth control and they do mammograms, which they don't do. You know, but here she is saying, she has come from that industry saying, my goal was to get them pregnant. We offer low-dose birth control pills for $45 a month, which we knew they could get pregnant on. Abortion is a method of birth control for many, and there is more than a 50% repeat rate.
Yeah, so if they have one, 50% of them are going to have another. Yeah. She said her goal was 3 to 5 abortions
between this is her quote.
Ages yeah. 13 and 18, that you would have 3 to 5 abortions between those ages. But you can't go to them at the age of 12 and tell them, I want you to get pregnant next year, she said. So how do you do that? You break down their natural modesty, she said, quote, separate them from their parents' values, and you have to become an sexpert in their life. She said in Texas, there is a program that targets kindergartners and encourages students to experiment with intercourse in the third grade.
And that's exactly what we've been talking about, you know, the previous year about all this curriculum.
Yeah.
They're teaching kindergartners how to be sexually active.
And here's a common sense quote from her. Says, quote, you don't take your kids out and get them really good and drunk and teach them how to drive safely. She explained, continuing, we give them a moral absolute. Don't drink and drive. You can be killed. Why should we compromise them in this important area of their sexuality by giving them a low moral standard to live down to rather than the highest and best, God's plan for marriage, which still works every time? Close quote.
You know, this is amazing. She said, we tried to average, and this is still going on today, every day, we tried to average 10 to 12 abortions an hour, and the price varied between $300 to $10,000 with an average of $500. Think about what a cash cow
yeah,
each of these
were
abortions
paid
are.
Like independent contractors, at the end of the day, they got a percentage of how many dollars they brought in.
That's why
paid,
the fight with Sandra Merritt is
yeah.
so intense, because Planned Parenthood is a cash cow.
Yeah.
But I love the redemption story here, though. She says, I eventually came face to face with the reality I had been involved with the murder of 35,000 babies, the death of one woman, and maiming of 19 other women in the last 18 months. One out of 500 women had a hysterectomy and a colonoscopy, and one woman bled to death.
Wow.
So
Wow. This is a real story of redemption. There are several abortionists like Carol Everett and also clinic workers like you see in the Unplanned movie who've ultimately changed their life because they've given their life to Jesus. You know, there's that one scene in the Unplanned movie where the person representing Planned Parenthood said that abortion is paying her salary and that abortion is the core business of Planned Parenthood. It is the core moneymaker of Planned Parenthood. The most recent president who had to step down because she wasn't apparently radical enough for Planned Parenthood. She was radically pro-abortion. She had indicated earlier last year that abortion is the core mission of Planned Parenthood. But she also wanted then to express to the public some other things that Planned Parenthood does besides abortion. And the board of directors said, no, abortion is our mission and it is our message. And we need another CEO. So they got rid of her. Yeah.
They got rid of her. And here we have, you know, you hear the term whistleblower thrown around a lot. We have been, you know, singing the clarion's call on this for years, if not decades, Matt. And here we have an insider whistleblower coming out and confirming, verifying everything we've been saying all along, that the abortion is their cash cow, A, and B, that they intentionally try to sexualize children so that they can have a regular, line of customers to come in, of new customers to get pregnant and come in and pay big money for their abortions. It is evil. It is wicked.
Well, the good news is that one third of independent abortion clinics, these are abortion clinics that are not affiliated with Planned Parenthood, they have closed since 2012. What we know is this report that has come out said that 58% of abortions take place at independent clinics. Planned Parenthood is responsible for 37% of the abortions. And obviously there's all the other doctor's offices and hospitals that account for 4% of the abortions. So 58% are coming from independent clinics not associated with a hospital, not associated with Planned Parenthood. So the independent abortion clinics fell 32% since 2012, from 510 locations to 344 as of November 2019. So from 2012 to 2019, 32% moving from 510 to 344 locations. That's according to the Abortion Care Network analysis. So this shows that there is a trend that these abortion clinics are folding. And obviously, I think it's harder for them to find doctors coming out of medical school. They spend, you know, so many years studying for their profession to become an abortionist. Right. You know, they're wanting to move into other areas of practice. And so it's harder to find these doctors. And what they're having to do is sometimes get a doctor that flies in, flies out, does the abortion, flies back to another state. They're circuit riding abortion doctors. It's no wonder why Planned Parenthood and the state attorney general in California have come so hard against our client, Sandra Merritt, because they want to silence her because their videos, her working with David DeLayden, revealed Planned Parenthood and the Oregon procurement companies targeting and obtaining body parts from babies, some of whom were born alive.
Yeah, they did. They were the criminals in this case. So we continue to fight for that. But, you know, as we approach the anniversary of Roe versus Wade and the National Sanctity of Life Day, you know, we continue to pray and fight so that every one of these abortion centers will close and that the womb will become a safe place in this country again.
Yeah. And, you know, we're still this year fighting for Sandra Merritt. We're still involved in the civil case, and we're going to be taking that case up on appeal. And then on the criminal case, a number of counts have been dismissed, but we're moving toward a potential jury trial later this year, and we're going to have to go back to court. But we will be putting on the evidence in that case. At least the judge allowed in the preliminary hearing these videos to be shown, whereas they were not allowed to be shown in the civil case. So we'll put Planned Parenthood on trial again this year in 2020 as we continue to expose not only Planned Parenthood, but these organ procurement companies, some of whom now are out of business because they did violate the law, and some local prosecutors went after them and they had to pay enormous fines for illegally harvesting and selling for profit these baby body parts. They were working with Planned Parenthood and other abortion facilities to obtain the body organs and selling them to these research facilities for huge profits. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra. We'll continue to keep you up to date this year on the progress of that case. Continue to pray for Sandra and our legal team. And as we continue to advance the sanctity of human life, go to Liberty Counsel's website, partner with us, lc.org or lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.